Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Well, we love sharing good news, and with the baseball season cranking up, we have some good news about a local business that always does the coolest Astro stuff. Start with your name and where you're calling from and tell us your good news.
Hi, good morning. My name is Elise. I'm from Houston, Texas. My good news is my clothing brand, State Line Designs, opened a brick and mortar in the Houston Heights off of Yale and 18th. We're women owned.
Well, wait a minute. We bought some t-shirts from you, right? Didn't you do some of the Astros t-shirts that we loved?
Yes, I've done several Houston-inspired apparel. I've been so blessed that I've done some collabs with some of the players. So yes, I do like Houston inspired for baseball season and baseball games, basketball games. So women own, myself and I, Lucas, and we are excited for our new adventure in the Heights. I'm excited to have a hub for people to actually come and shop.
Love.
So I will still be out doing pop-ups during the week, during the weekends at local events, but I'm excited to actually have somewhere central where people can kind of come pick up, you know, something they need. We'll be there for baseball season. So for now, this is just kind of where we're going, and we're turning 10 years in April, which is why we did this.
Wow, your own store. That's amazing.
Aww.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Ari, give us the location
more
time.
We are off. It's 1802 Yale Street. So right off the corner of Yale and 18th Street, you'll see our big pink door.
For this wonderful story and for State Line Designs, home base, finally.
Thank you, guys.
Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Yes, thank y'all so much. I love y'all.
Congrats.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. What's the proper way to reheat brisket? That's the question this morning on the Brisket Bracket talk here with George, Mo, and Eric with a K. Brisket Bracket is going on right now. This is where you get to vote on the best brisket in the Houston area. Very simple to do, Eric. Just go to our stories and you can vote up until 7:30 this morning.
Yeah, The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. The stories is like the little profile picture, the logo of The Bull. It's got a blue circle around it. Hit that and then the poll will pop up and you can vote on your favorite brisket in Houston.
Okay, because this is a bracket style challenge we've done the last couple of years to find the best brisket in Houston. And yesterday, Mo, we had 10 Roof against the Box Bakery and Kitchen.
Yes, and we don't have any say in how this voting goes.
No.
We can't be bribed.
Yeah.
But we were bribed yesterday.
Yeah, and it worked.
It did work. Tin Roof came in from Humble, Atascocita area. Breck and his dad, Ronnie, brought us brisket for breakfast, and we fell in love with them because they were cool dudes.
Well, I loved them, absolutely. But afterwards, I was like, you know what? I feel like since, you know, I'm a former Pearlander, that I should go to my old stomping grounds and try the box.
Okay.
Bakery and kitchen.
Then we could have like a good idea in this side of the bracket, you know?
It was delicious.
Really?
Was it? Oh my gosh. As a matter of fact, I brought you all some of the brisket queso.
George.
That I had yesterday. Deanna had the brisket plate. Okay. And she loved it. She absolutely loved it. Two sides, brisket, that kind of stuff. I was like, I already had that. Let me try something different.
What'd you have?
So I went with the brisket queso and the brisket melt sandwich.
Whoa. Wow.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So I guess we have to heat that. I don't know. How do you reheat brisket?
Okay, I've found the answer, George.
Oh, how to reheat it?
Okay, so yesterday.
That was so fast.
I was going to say. I was expecting.
I know this.
We'll take a call.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll get tons of calls. 713-881-5500. Feel free to correct me.
Okay.
I'm not an expert, but I did a lot of research yesterday. What happens a lot of time when food comes into the radio station is we leave it out. And we share with the entire radio station.
I'm laughing because that did not happen yesterday.
That did not happen yesterday, no.
Tin Roof came in and brought this huge spread. And we're like, this is for us. We're taking it home for dinner.
And on the way out, people were going, the front desk Leroy even goes, can I have just a little bit?
It was like,
and we were breaking off tiny pieces. So I took it home and I researched how to make the brisket again for my family.
Okay, all right.
And it worked. Now, there's some sort of method. It looks like it's spelled like sucks vide. Sucks.
Wait, like a sous vide?
Is that what it is?
I think that's what my husband calls it.
He calls it what?
A sous vide.
Sous vide. Okay, yeah. So that is where supposedly the proper technique for reheating brisket is like vacuum sealing it in plastic. Putting it in hot water.
Super hot water. That's what a sous vide is. It like boils water fast or something.
Yes.
I don't know. He does it for meat.
So it surrounds it with heat.
I don't have a vacuum sealer thing to do.
Really?
Okay.
I don't.
So here's what I did, George. I looked up the second best way to reheat.
That?
And it was amazing. You just take butter. You slather it all inside tinfoil.
Okay.
Like coat the whole thing in butter.
Okay.
And then wrap it around the brisket three times.
Wrap it in tinfoil three times.
And then leave it in there for half an hour at like 100 or 250 degrees.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
It came out, chef's kiss.
Really?
Wonderful. My kids have never lost their mind over brisket, like Tin Roof brisket.
Really?
They said, favorite restaurant in Houston now.
Okay,
wow.
So, and again, we're not saying that you vote for one or the other. If you have a favorite,
Erica's obviously picked her favorite, but does it matter? Our votes, we don't vote.
We don't get to vote.
Right.
You all get to vote, all right? So you can go to our stories and vote on it right now. And if you have a different way to heat up brisket, if Eric's all wrong, please call us. I always love it when Eric's wrong. You can let us know, 713-881-5500 for the brisket bracket. Another George Strait code word is coming up at 7 o'clock. You keep it here on 100.3 The Bull. Anybody willing to admit they want to jump on board the Astros bandwagon this morning? It's the only time of year you can do it, right?
Yes. Well, you taught me that, George. First of all, can I ask you a sincere question?
Sure.
Did you get that shirt at Ross Dress for Less? You've got your Astros shirt on, and I see it all the time at Ross Dress for Less.
It's either there or Goodwill.
Why does it matter? I have my Astros shirt on. Where I bought it at Ross.
You did, didn't you? I see it all
Hashtag
the time.
Not an ad.
Not an ad. I am not getting reimbursed for this.
But you should.
Oh, fine. Where did you buy your jersey, Eric?
Well, if you recall, we actually got this at Minute Maid Park, and the nuns
at the World Series
anointed me at Game 6 of the World Series in Mattress Max Suite.
Hey, there could have been somebody anointing me at Ross when I bought my shirt.
It's a different kind.
I love the shirt. I keep wanting to buy it. I keep seeing it at Ross Dress
sure.
for
no,
Less.
No, sure. Yeah, fine. That's fine. Yeah. So, no, I taught Eric that if you want to be an Astros fan, mm-hmm. Mo, you know this. Your husband is a huge Astros fan.
He's a day one.
And we have so many new people that have moved into the Houston area.
Yes.
If you want to be on the Astros bandwagon, you can only do it before the season starts. You can't come yeah. on in the middle of the season and be correct. Like, you know, just one of those people. You got to get in early.
Yeah, you banned me when I moved to Houston. We were right in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Everything was going great. It was looking like a World Series contenders. And I said, can I be a fan now? And you both said, nope. Not a chance.
You can't do it. You can't come on yeah. in the middle of the season. So
you made me go through the steps during the offseason of caring about the players, deciding who my favorite was,
yep.
and then finally admitting I'm going to be an Astros fan for life. And I did it.
You have to have a favorite player. Who's yours, Mo?
I don't know. Ryan Presley.
Okay, yeah. He's been to a couple of our 10-man jams, too. He loves country music.
I just think he's a good human that likes country music, and he's fun.
Yeah.
His wife's cute.
It's valid.
If you listen to the show at all, you know who Eric's favorite player is.
Jeremy Pena. Got the bobblehead. I also love, I'm wearing my Breggy Bomb shirt today.
Oh, that's cute.
And see, I'm the Justin Verlander fan.
Right.
Because he's the old guy, yeah. you know, on his last leg, literally.
Oh, my God.
Like I am, so...
He's so hurt. Ridiculous.
Like, I was hurt last year.
Oh,
he was
my
hurt.
Gosh, see, yeah, you guys so, have so big, much in common.
He does not shop at Ross Dress for Less, though.
You don't know that.
I do.
I'm very confident. Actually.
Maybe. No, listen to me. Kate Upton.
Nope. Nuh-uh.
Goes to Ross
she doesn't.
Dress for Less and picks out stuff. I'm just saying. You don't make fun of me. But if you want to pledge to be anybody willing to come on our show this morning and take the pledge to be a new Astros fan.
Yeah, we will anoint you here yes, on the will. Show. If you've yeah, moved to Houston and you want to get on board before the season starts, this is when to do it. Just publicly proclaim that you're going to be an Astros fan and join us
yeah.
this season in celebrating our Astros.
There is a step you have to go through. There are certain things you have to do. So 713-881-5500. Anybody out there, anybody want to be on the Astros fan bandwagon, okay? You can only get on today before the season starts this afternoon. 713-881-5500. You call us now on the Bull. All right, you want to be an Astros fan. Today is the only day that you can jump on the bandwagon. You can't be one of those middle of the season kind of people, wait and see how they do kind of people. You got to pledge today. You got to take the pledge today to be the Astros fan. And we wondered if there's anybody in Bull Nation that would like to take that pledge this morning. And woof, there are lots of people.
A lot it's of people good. Moving to Houston all the time. And the Astros are the best people. Team in America, George.
Let's find out from each person why they wanted to be an Astros fan this morning.
Carolyn's on the phone in Lamarck. You moved here from Mississippi. Sister, why do you want to be an Astros fan?
Well, because when you're from a small town and there's nothing going on 99% of the time, and you move to a Houston, mm-hmm. there's a reason, you know? I mean, you got the Astros.
You got a reason now, girl.
That's
yes.
exactly right. Yes. I feel like that. Carolyn is speaking for a lot of people yes. yeah. When she says that. Leroy is on the phone. Leroy, why do you want to be an Astros fan?
I'm just so tired of being another fan from another town, from another state. Anoint me, O Holy One, anoint me, please.
Okay, go ahead and confess your sins. Who's your other team?
Yeah, who's your other
Leroy?
Team?
Really?
Yeah, tell it.
I'm embarrassed,
it
but it's the New York Mets.
Oh. The New York Mets.
He needs us.
Leroy needs salvation.
And yes. Carolyn, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back to you all. Don't go anywhere, yes. all right? Everybody that we're talking to, don't you all leave. We're just getting the reasons why you want to be an Astros fan right now.
All right, Alex and Kingwood, let's save your baseball soul. You're originally from Baton Rouge, is that right?
That's right.
Why do you want to be an Astros fan?
I'm following Bregman. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Oh, okay, good reason.
Right. Alex, don't go anywhere. All right, we're going to talk to you. Frank is in Caldwell. Frank, why do you want to be an Astros fan, okay?
Because I'm tired of losing. I'm a big Rangers fan and a Cowboys fan, and none of them can get a title.
Okay, well, let's not talk about
Rangers
the Cowboys.
Last year got their title, but if you want to swap over from being a Rangers fan to an Astros fan, Frank, big. You're our kind of person. Hang yes. on, okay? Let's talk to Michelle in Alvin. Michelle, why do you want to be an Astros fan?
Well, my husband's a big Astros fan, and I don't really know that much about baseball, but I'm going to be committed this year. I'm going to watch some baseball games with him. Oh. Hey, we might even go to one. That'd be great.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you know deep in the heart of Texas?
Semi, maybe.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let's get everybody back on here, because here's the thing. We're going to give you all a chance to take the pledge today yes. to be an Astros fan. So everybody in unison. Carolyn is here. Leroy, yes. Alex, Frank, and Michelle are ready to be anointed. Mo, they're okay. ready to be baptized.
All you have to do is, just like it's a baptism at church, you just repeat after me. Are you ready for this?
Is everybody ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
This is going to be horrible.
Put your hand over your heart, right hand, preferably.
Yep. Hats off.
Hats off.
Hats off.
Standing
hats
up. Repeat after me. I, insert name.
I, Leroy.
In front of all of Bull Nation.
In front of all Bull Nation.
Would like to pledge on Mattress Mac.
Would like to pledge on Mattress Mac.
My dedicated fandom to the Houston Astros.
Don't mess this next part up.
Take me out to the ball game. Deep in the heart of Texas. Let's go, Astros. Amen. Amen.
You are fans of the Houston Astros from this moment.
And the priest also. Thank you.
That's the worst thing we've ever done.
This is good.
They're all in.
It feels good, doesn't it? Don't you all feel good?
All right. Hang on. Y'all just hush for a second, okay? Thank you for being fans of the Astros. Yes. That's the only way you can do it properly today. Correct. If we can baptize you, you let us know. 713-881-5500. But welcome in the new Astros fan. Here from 100.3 The Bull. All right, we have just a few minutes left till 7:30 for voting in the brisket bracket. It's our bracket style challenge for the best brisket in Houston. And you can vote on the two games that were going on all day yesterday. That goes on until 7:30 this morning. And then coming up at 7:50 this morning, we'll review and reveal the winners in the Brisket Bracket Challenge.
We just anointed some new Astros fans, and it felt pretty good. But when it comes down to it, we don't know what we're talking about. So that's why we have our friend John Lopez on the phone. John is the OG of Houston Sports Radio. He works for our sister station, Sports Radio 610. Hey, John.
Hi there. How are you guys? First thing I want to know is why I wasn't in the brisket challenge. My brisket's pretty top-notch.
Stop. Is it? You got to have a store, John. You got to have
I got OG sauce.
That was a nice plug.
This was an
ad. Yes, it's right. 22 seconds into the interview. Yeah.
You know, I'm a professional, right?
So it's opening day for Astros. How are we feeling from a sports perspective? How should the fans feel about going into this year?
I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, you feel like, okay, it's the Astros. Seven straight American League Championship Series. The top of the lineup is still superstars. Any one of like three or four guys could be MVP of the entire league. I mean, you'd be silly not to think they're going to be in it. They're going to be in it for the long haul. They might get to an eighth straight League Championship Series. You'd be silly not to feel that way. But you'd also be silly not to recognize that this is a completely different environment. I mean, it's the third manager that some of these guys have had. It's a brand new first year manager in Joe Espada. And as much as they've made some like terrific moves in the bullpen at the back end, there's some real question marks with the starting pitching, and starting pitching tends to be pretty important. I mean, yes. You know, Justin Verlander is going to be 41 for what that's worth. Obviously, they have a couple of guys that are hurt and won't be back until midseason, Lance McCullers and Luis Garcia. Question marks with some young guys, J.P. France and Hunter Brown. So, yes, very, very optimistic because, after all, they are the Astros. But you can't ignore there are some real questions that need to be answered over the course of the season.
Mm, that's good stuff. Yeah, I knew that they had. No, honestly, we knew kind of just from the headlines that they had some injuries going into this. But you're absolutely right. There's three or four guys on the team that could be MVP. I mean, they could have an MVP kind of year. So feeling pretty good about it. Now, you're going to be broadcasting live today, right?
Yeah, we're going to be over at Tom's Watch Bar, just kind of in the shadow of Minute Maid Park. So, obviously, you guys, anybody that's kind of in the neighborhood wants to get catch a vibe with opening day, you can come on out there. Yeah, catch a vibe.
We're seeing some tickets still available, and then we know you can get in for Street Fair as well. Starts at noon, so it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a fun season. I mean, I might have some reservations. I mean, that's our job to kind of be fair and look at both sides. But, I mean, this is. I hope people realize this, and I know you guys do. Like, this is one of those eras in sports that you might just have once in your entire life. A lot of times when something great really happens with one of your teams that you follow, you really don't appreciate it until after it's over. Maybe 10 years or 20 years after it's over, you know, you look back and you go, man, can you believe that those Astros or that team that I follow, you know?
But John Lopez, my husband's been using that excuse for like the past 7 years. So he's like, I might never get to do this again. I'm like, all right, babe, just go to the game. Yeah. Go to the game.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question? I've got my officially licensed Bregman jersey on. It looks like Mo's got her officially licensed.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Throwback jersey on. Mm-hmm. Do you look down a little bit on fans that buy all their Astros gear at Ross Dress for Less?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I'm more of a Maxinista myself. So I'm a more mover. So as a card carrying Maxinista, I look down on everything at Ross Dress for Less. But I will say this. It depends on what player you're going to be repping. Because, like, if you go to Ross and you get a player that's already gone, you know, that left the Astros like 3 or 4 years ago, I'm going to have to pass judgment on you. Okay. You know, I'm going to But if you go to Ross and you get like a Bregman tee, you know, or what do they call them? T-shirt jerseys or whatever.
Yes.
That's cool, man. You're saving money. You're smart shopping.
Hey, there are those of us out there that love to go to Ross and shop. I do. And that's where I got my wonderful Astros jersey that I have on.
That has no name on the back.
And you know why? Because I took the scissors and I took the name off the back. So that I would be in the situation.
It was a Springer jersey.
John, it was an Ezequiel Estacio jersey. And played in 2005 for one season only.
George is going to be.
He was the man back then, though. He was the man.
George is going to be walking by the Astro by the Minute Maid Park and say, and people are going to say, wasn't that Adam Everett's number?
You know, like, oh, no.
John Lopez, Sports Radio 610, broadcasting live today for opening day with the Astros. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Anytime.
Whether you call from mom, answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10-minute tune happens when you call. Start with your call.
Addison is 9 years old. Montgomery and Madison, or Addison, you have a suggestion for today's tune?
Yes, sir.
Oh, please don't call me sir, but then after that, suggest your song topic. Go for it.
My suggestion is when you're too lazy to wait for the bus, you're just like, okay, we're just going to drive to school.
That's funny.
Who's the driver today?
My mother.
Thanks, Mom.
Is she giving you the side eye because you're too lazy to ride the bus?
No, we're actually waiting for the bus.
Oh, you're waiting for the bus. Okay, it's just all the other folks, all those other people.
You're just hinting to your mom, hey, you could just take me to school.
Let's go.
I know, I actually try to.
All right, I'm going to write this one down, Addison. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, let's see, one more. Minka is on the phone here in Houston. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
I think you should sing about lint in your belly button.
I love this topic.
Yes.
I like it.
This is exactly what we're looking for when we ask for suggestions. What made you think of it?
Well, when we listen to y'all's radio station every day to school, and Tallulah sits in the front, and Colette sits next to me. And Colette, one day I looked over when we were listening to radio, she was taking the lint out of her belly button.
Out. Colette, ew. You've been called out on the radio.
Come on. Eric, you got to do a lint in your belly button song.
Or lint pickers.
Yeah, or lint picker. Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah. Come on. You got to do this one.
This is pretty great, Minka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Minka, I'm going to write this one down, even though he's giving me the thumbs down, okay?
Okay.
Let's do one more. Tyler is on the phone. Tyler, what topic would you like Eric to write a 10-minute tune about?
So you know how I have my long rat tail?
I can't ever forget that.
Just to update everybody, Tyler is the soccer kid that we took to the Houston Dynamo game last fall, and he does have a glorious rat tail.
Can you sing a song about it and how all the girls like it?
Ladies love a good rat tail. Actually, yes, absolutely, I could do that.
It's an automatic hit.
Ladies love a good rat tail. That's what we're going to do.
Wow.
All right, Ty, we'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
I think this is going to be one of his most challenging 10-minute tunes. Let's find out how he does creating a song about a middle schooler's rat tail. It's coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. The Meat 16 in our brisket bracket coming up in just about 10 minutes. And we'll reveal the winners from yesterday. Is there upsets brewing in the brisket bracket? We'll find out coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time for our 10-minute tune where we find out where Eric goes with the suggestion that we had this morning for what to sing about.
And it came from Sweet Sweet Ty.
So you know how I have my long rat tail?
I can't ever forget that.
Can you sing a song about it and how all the girls like it?
How all the girls dig the rat tail. That's what we're waiting for a song about. I can't imagine where
sure
this one is going to go.
So. Probably just another Broadway gold.
Eric is back
Hi,
in
Eric.
The studio.
What do you
Why
know about
are you
rat
laughing?
Tails?
You came in laughing. Why are you laughing?
This might be my favorite 10-minute tune of all time.
Gosh,
what was his name again?
Ty. Remember, he was the soccer kid that we took to the Dynamo game. I took their entire team to the Dynamo game because he called in and all that.
He never
kind of
told
stuff.
Us about his rat tail, George.
He was super confident about his rat tail, and I really love a confident man.
Okay.
So I am going to sing this, hopefully, with all the confidence Ty has.
Okay.
In the style of Barbie Girl.
Why?
I don't know. No. My
right.
brain's broken.
All right. It's our 10-minute tune.
What?
A rat tail song.
My ears looking swell. I've got a rat tail. I look sexy. The ladies dig me. Business in the front. The back is a rodent. Nothing's hotter. That's how your daughters. I look great. I'm a dude with a cool attitude. On the back of my head, something's hanging. OMG, could it be? What's that dangling I see? It's a rat tail. Yes, I am fainting. My hair's looking swell. I've got a rat tail. I look sexy. The ladies dig me. Business in the front. The back is a rodent. Nothing's hotter. Dad's hide your daughters. Got a rat tail on my neck. Rat tail.
That may be one of my favorite ones you've ever done in your life. That was incredible, dude. Now I know why you were laughing when you came in.
My wife never, ever, 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 ever texts me during 10 Minute Tune.
Uh-huh.
And I just got a text that said, this is my favorite thing you've ever done on the show ever.
I'm joking.
I love it. It took me to the second time you said party in the front and rodent.
The back
in
the is back. A rodent.
Rodent. Yeah, that's it. It took me the second time to pick that up. All right, Ty with the rat tail.
Ty's mom is who I want to talk to. You know what in the heck is going on, sister?
The ladies love a rat tail.
Wow.
If you want to grab that one, you can get it. It's part of our podcast every day. Make sure you subscribe while you're there and you'll never ever miss a 10-minute tune. Go to themorningbullpen.com. All right, coming up in less than 10 minutes here on the Bull, it's another chance for you to get in for those George Strait tickets. Every hour, you get a shot with a special code word, and that code word is coming up at 8, so set a reminder, because I know you'll get busy. You'll be putting something in your coffee, and then all of a sudden you're going to go, I missed it. So set a reminder. 8 o'clock is the next code word for George Strait tickets here on the Bull. The brisket bracket is going on. We call it the Meat 16. Fan voted on our Facebook page. The 16 top barbecue brisket places here in Houston. Mm-hmm. And every day we have a couple of matchups.
Yes. Yesterday we had two very complicated ones, if you will. And one of them came into the studio yesterday.
Yeah, Tin Roof Barbecue was in here. They served us up a huge, what did they call it? Meat.
No, they, a barbecue-tery board.
Okay.
It was really cute.
I mean, a whole spread. Me and my family ate all the leftovers last night.
And but, to be fair,
yeah.
My wife and I went to Pearland and we had lunch down at the Box Bakery and Kitchen in Pearland, just off Broadway. You can find them there in Pearland, and it was delicious as well.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I even brought back some of the brisket queso.
Yes, it's sitting right here for my breakfast.
But now, again, we don't get to vote, so it doesn't matter.
You can bribe us all you want, and you should.
Yeah. But it turns out it does not matter if you bribe us.
Yes.
Because the Box Bakery and Kitchen took it away.
They beat Tin Roof Barbecue?
They did, George.
Wow, that's an upset, right?
I mean, it is.
Tin Roof was the higher seed, if you will, in the Meat 16.
Absolutely, yes. But the Box Bakery and Kitchen, they took it.
It's all about the votes.
Then the other one,
yes,
Driftwood Barbecue.
Versus a big guy, right?
Yeah, Truth.
Truth?
Truth is a big boy.
Yes.
A heavy hitter.
Yes.
And I don't know what is happening in our brisket bracket.
No way.
But Driftwood Barbecue has defeated Truth.
What? We had two upsets in the Meat 16. Yeah. This is the first time that's ever happened.
Wow. I mean, it's been happening this entire time. People are really, really engaging their fan base. They've got dedicated, loyal barbecue eaters. And so now we need to recruit the fans of Pinkertons and Brett's.
Pinkertons okay. and Brett's.
That's our
I've
first
heard
matchup.
Of both yeah. of these.
Okay, you're actually not far from Brett's.
That's over, your favorite.
Yeah, it's because it's in Katy, and okay. I can go there whenever I want.
Right.
Okay.
Then it's Rogel's versus Corkscrew. Now, to be fair, I reached out. We sometimes talk to these barbecue restaurants when we do the brisket bracket and find out what makes it so special. I reached out to both Rogel's and Corkscrew.
Okay.
There was a no comment from Rogel's, but we actually got Will on the phone from Corkscrew.
Oh, really?
Hey, Will, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How
we are back at it again, the brisket bracket. Woo-hoo! How's it feel?
You're in the game today, baby.
Y'all, it always feels good. Happy to be here.
So last year, you were what we call the reserve grand champion.
Yeah.
He remembers.
That's what we are.
He'd never forget that.
We wear that badge of honor.
Right.
So tell folks about Corkscrew if this is their first time hearing about you. We love featuring like local businesses. That's what the Meat 16, the brisket bracket is all about. Tell us about Corkscrew.
Absolutely. Corkscrew is a business that my wife and I started 15 years ago now in our driveway. It naturally, organically grew. We started with a catering, went to a food truck, and we've been in a brick and mortar for 9 years now.
Wow.
Dang.
That's great. That's awesome. And brisket, what is it about your brisket?
The brisket, I mean, there's just no comparison. In my opinion, we use the absolute best quality meat. We give it all the attention that it needs, and it's the most... Made every single day. Every time you come here, it's the same thing. Every time. Perfect.
And you know what? This is interesting, and I want to know the answer to this, because we've talked to some of these other barbecue restaurants, and they have told us if they don't win the brisket bracket, they're rooting for you. They say that you are the most consistent brisket in town, and a lot of these businesses aspire to be Corkscrew. Why is that? What makes you so lovable by the community?
By your competitor?
Yeah.
You know, it's just about our reputation. It's that we've been doing this for so many years, and it is so consistent that, I mean, you can count on us. Every time you come here, if you bring a friend here and you hype the place up for us, we're going to live up to the hype. We're going to do you right every time.
Okay. All right. Well, today, the matchups again, Eric, that people are going to be voting on, and we'll tell you how to vote after we go over the matchups.
Pinkertons versus Brett's and Rogel's versus Corkscrew.
Okay, and it's very simple, Mo, this Meat 16. These are our last matchups before we advance on to the I'll Eat 8.
So vote today in our stories. The little circle on either Instagram or Facebook. You get to vote in both of those games today.
Okay, all right. And the voting goes until 7:30 tomorrow morning. We'll announce the winners then, Will, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you for being on with us this morning. And again, we love featuring these places. If you love one of the places in the brisket bracket today, you better make it known. All right. You better vote for them so they can advance on. Because again, the I'll Eat 8 is coming up, then the Final Fork, and then the championship will happen here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Danielle is in Brazoria, and she's trying to take $100 from Mo. Here's how you get it, Danielle.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse, and it's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Danielle, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yep, that's exactly right. So tell her to get out of here, Danielle, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of there, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thanks.
All right, Danielle, we have five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. It was in 1994 that Don't Take the Girl, which, by the way, was the fifth song ever released by this artist, became his first number one song. Name the artist.
Tim McGraw.
Question number two. Last year, Parker McCollum canceled a show at this college, but he promised to make up the show, and now he's announced he's going to be performing with George Strait at what school?
I'm going to get this wrong, but I think Texas A&M.
Question number three. March Madness indeed. It was 2 years ago that Eric Church canceled a concert so he could attend what?
The Final Four of the best ball.
Question number four, Ernest and Jelly Roll's song, I Went to College, I Went to Jail, was co-written by this American Idol judge. Name him.
Luke Bryan.
Question number five, you might want to call Baton Rouge about this. Three of the top five best-selling country albums of all time belong to one country star. Can you name him?
Garth Brooks.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today. Oh,
okay, okay. Woo-hoo. Hey, Danielle, I need absolute silence, okay? Monica, Mo, listen carefully, okay?
I hate you.
That's the sound of you going down. And all of Brazoria cheering for Danielle, who got 5 out of 5.
Stop it!
Oh, man.
Wow. And I think Danielle was even surprised. No, she had a couple of them.
I guess I'm one of them.
All right, Mo, you know the rules. I can't tell the answers until we get to the very end, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, but I need your answers to compare them with.
Okay.
Question number one, it was in 1994 that Don't Take the Girl, which was the 5th song ever released by this artist, became his first number one. Name him.
It's Tim McGraw.
Hmm.
Daddy.
Okay, fine. Question number two. Parker McCollum last year canceled a show at this college,
yes,
but he promised to make up the show.
Mm.
And he just announced he's playing a show with George Strait at what school?
School is A&M. Everyone is very mad.
Oh, okay.
I'm confident.
Look at the judge here on that one. Okay, question number three. March Madness, indeed. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago that Eric Church canceled a concert so he could attend what?
It was a basketball game, the University of North Carolina.
Question number four, Mo.
Okay.
Ernest and Jelly Roll's song, I Went to College, I Went to Jail,
yes,
was co-written by this American Idol judge.
American Idol judge is Luke Bryan. Katy Perry or Lionel Richie, so it has to be Luke Bryan. Yes, Luke
Question
Bryan.
Number five, Mo.
Okay.
You might want to call Baton Rouge about this. Three of the top five selling country albums of all time belong to one country star. And Mo, you better know it, because if you don't, Danielle might get $100 here.
Okay. I'm going to take your Baton Rouge clue and assume you're talking about Garth Brooks, but I'm not confident.
Question number one, Mo.
Operator, I want you to run around through. Yes.
Let's review. Question number one was correct. Tim McGraw.
Okay, yes.
Question number two, A&M, Texas A&M.
Yes.
Both correct.
Yes.
Question number three, March Madness. She said Final Four. You said college basketball game. I would have taken either one because they all applied.
I didn't remember which one it was.
It was North Carolina. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
He's a big North Carolina fan. So you were both right there.
Okay.
Ernest and Jelly Roll's song, co-written by American Idol judge Luke Bryan.
That was correct. Katy Perry.
It wasn't Katy
okay,
Perry.
Okay, good to know.
And question number five.
Yeah.
Is Garth Brooks.
Yes.
It is Garth Brooks.
Jesus.
Keep the money. Dang it.
Danielle. Those were tricky, George.
That means that you tied and she protected her money. I'm so sorry, but you made Brazoria proud as heck.
Thank you. This is Danielle and Brazoria and Mo knows country.
I mean, to be fair, you do too.
Yeah, that's right. Danielle, you're pretty darn good. We'll give you a chance to play Mo tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be your next chance to take $100 on Mo Knows Country. And listen in this afternoon at 5:20 with Nick Russo. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's game to help you out here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.